Hi, welcome. And if you're new to this, this is the FMQ, the 5-minute podcast that tries to break down the complicated into simples. Because in simplicity, there's genius. Lots of small snippets of advice where you can really learn to change the life you want and increase everything about you to live your life to your full potential. It's 5 minutes and it's with me, Paul Clough. I'm a hypnotist, a trainer of NLP, trainer of hypnosis, and lots of other stuff with the mind. So just enjoy. And if you want deeper stuff, go to the longer podcast. And there's a mass of information here. But all you have to do is enjoy. It might be just the difference that makes a difference.
Personal development. Unplugged.
Hiya, the FMQ back again, and I wanted to talk very quickly, well not quickly, but talk over the next 5 minutes about this personal development stuff, working on yourself, self-improvement, taking time to read, to learn, and do the stuff just for you. Do you ever feel guilty? Guilty about spending this time on yourself, to try to improve yourself? Sometimes we can feel guilty because who are we to try to improve ourselves, you know, more than our friends? We can get, this is like also the tall poppy syndrome. I did a podcast a long time ago called I'm Not a Poppy, where, you know, unconsciously our friends try to cut us down because we're trying to move on. And that can be guilty. You can feel guilty about that. But also, if you have a family, you may have a partner, taking time away from them to do this stuff. Yeah, you can work with them. You can work with them. And that could be awesome when you're working together. But you also need that time to yourself. And that can be something that we struggle with. I don't know if you do. I know I have done in the past. I don't anymore, by the way. I don't anymore, because I've worked on that feeling of, you know, should I be working on myself? Should I just be spending more time with others and things like that? But you see, the way I reframed it with myself, and it's how I reframe that type of comment that I get, and it's mainly from my female clients who are mothers, who say, well, you know, I have to spend all this time with my children. I have to do this for them. I have to do this and this and this and this, because that's what a good mother does. And they're totally right. That's what good mothers do. But that's what good mothers do to the detriment of themselves. And I just say, well, you know, you're being the most selfish you can be when you're spending all that time on your children, your loved ones. And that tends to rock them a little bit. You know, would you? Did it you? I don't know. It did me when I first said it to myself. You think, well, you know, how can that be selfish, actually giving time to others and not working on yourself, not looking after yourself? And that's what it is, not looking after yourself. You see, the way I put it is, the most selfless way of doing it, unselfish way of doing this, is to work on yourself. Because it's not a long time. And when you do that, you feel better. Because, you know, if you spend time working on letting go of some negative stuff, you will feel better. You've got to. You can't not feel better. So when you're feeling better about yourself, and then obviously with clients, my aim is for them to feel absolutely fantastic about themselves, really love themselves. And when they do, and they go back into the environment with their loved ones, loving themselves, then their loved ones get to be around them when they're feeling at their best. And isn't that what they want to do? Be around you when you're feeling your best? Because when you're feeling your best, you're giving off that energy of loving yourself and feeling so good. And they love it. And because they love it, they feel better. And they feel better in two ways. One is you're giving them an experience. You're showing them what you can do, how you can change, how you can be. You know, you're being the change in others that you want to see. You're being this change in yourself that you want to see in others. Get it right, Paul. And also, they're just feeling it. They're being around you all the time when you're feeling so good. That makes them feel good. And because you're around them when they feel good, feeling good, you feel better. And it goes on and on and on. Now, I have got a longer podcast on this, not this feeling good, but actually how to take time to really work with yourself on yourself. It's a longer podcast and it's all about doing yourself a service. Okay? So look out for that one. But just think of what I just said and that reframe. You know, how selfless can you be to work on yourself? You know, it makes sense. Okay, so go and have more fun than you can stand. Okay, and I'll speak to you real soon. Bye-bye. And just before you go, I just wanted to say thank you for listening, but also, wouldn't it be nice if you had a friend that if they knew that you weren't feeling quite yourself, they recommended something like this if they felt it was something good for you. So if you have a friend that you feel could benefit from any of my podcasts here, please do share. Share with everyone you can think of. That would be really nice, really nice. And if you like, you can go to iTunes and you can subscribe. There's a subscribe bit there. And you'll get these podcasts come onto your device as and when they come along. I'm doing about 2 episodes a week now, so you can have the 5-minute quickie and the longer podcast for a little bit more in-depth work. So please do that. And if you're feeling so kind, that kind, if you could put a lovely review in where it says review, because that's where reviews go. I said I'll make it so simple, and in simplicity, there's genius. Yeah, please do. If you want to find out what I do, the other things I do, you can go to paulclough.co.uk. That's my website. And if you want to ask me a question, please email me, paul@paulclough.co.uk. Love to hear from you. We've got lots of things to do. And I just want to support you in creating your reality. Okay? So enjoy. Have more happiness than you can stand. And shine so brightly and create that reality you love. Okay, now. Bye-bye now.
Personal development.
Unplugged.